отрывок для подготовки к уроку. Так же, как есть радость
у высшего, as there is joy above from bestowing downward, so the lower one should enjoy bestowing upward. This is called equivalence of form. Hence, if the lower one receives because he enjoys bestowing upward, it is called equivalence of form. For all his pleasure is that he gives. This is called, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. From Rabash, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Again, as there is joy above from bestowing downward, so the lower one should enjoy bestowing upward. This is called equivalence of form. Hence, if the lower one receives because he enjoys bestowing upward, it is called equivalence of form. For all his pleasure is that he gives. This is called, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Again, from Rabash, article 242. As he is merciful, so you are merciful. Kelbistater, hiding God. This is the name of that beautiful tune that the friends from Toronto have played. A hiding God. There is this children's game where everyone hides and somebody has to search for them. Hide and seek. It seems that the Creator is also playing a similar game with us. And all that He needs is for us to find Him. For us to discover that sensation, for us to feel His love and discover for us this concept called bestow. But it seems that we will never find Him if, like in this children's game, each one will search for himself, each one by himself, separately. Because in this game there is one great important rule, that only together, when we gather together, we can discover the Creator. And on this way, many exceptional adventures are awaiting us. So let's begin this right now. We will have an active workshop in the tents, each one in turn. Convince the ten that specifically the unity between us is what will determine the success of this lesson. Persuade the ten by turns that the unity between us will determine the success of this lesson.
Что еще приехали товарищи из других городов?
Friends came from other cities, and when you look at them, you realize that here indeed is that place to which you simply enter, and that place lifts you to the Creator. So sometimes it's easy to convince, easy to invest efforts, it's easy to simply dissolve in the friends. There is here a special, unique place where each one tries, makes an effort to connect with their friends. And this can succeed only if the person wishes to get out of himself in order to hear the friends, to hear their desire, to feel these desires, to join these desires to himself and aim them in the direction of the Creator. In fact, this is the purpose for which we've gathered here. These invisible connections are connecting us, and this is our correction, this is our goal. This is our unity. Together, friends. Yes, and only by annulling our ego can we attach to the group, annul and dissolve in it, and in that way become one whole. Yes, friends. It is really important now. We will start talking one after the other, and bit by bit something will come. The goal starts becoming clearer. It becomes depicted before our eyes, and the intention becomes clarified. Each time we achieve new degrees of connection, more and more, and this is how we advance. And all of our work is summed up in that, in connection, each time acquiring a higher and higher level of connection, tighter and tighter, until the sensation will be that we are all just one body. And the first step towards connection is to express your subjugation, and that subjugation can be only towards the friends, towards my great group, towards the world Kli. And it starts first out of knowing and feeling, and then it leads to complete annulment. And the first step has to be that it won't be for ourselves, but totally for the friends, so that we will become one. Yes, my soul. We make an effort. Each one puts in his half a shekel, and we ask of the Creator for the force of connection. And of course, everything depends on His mercy. As much as we ask each one for the others, it has such a special, wondrous effect that helps us to connect, to unite our hearts into one with love and bestow. And what helps us in that is a prayer for the friends, a prayer about the group, a prayer for the whole world Kli. These are daily efforts in connection in order to have a prayer. This greatly promotes us. It's the question about, how do you convince the 10? And we can convince only through personal example, to show how much the goal is important for me and how much I yearn for it. And each one, to as much as he can, he passes an impression, an inspiration that only he can convey. Give these impressions to the friends through reading passages, examples, participation, through the relationships and the attitude to the importance of the goal. This is what always gives us strength, so that with each new step, each new stage, we can strengthen more and more our task. And this depends on how much I will execute the right choice. I'm the one who is making the choice. When I choose the environment and the environment, that's my friends, my 10, and all that I can do is to ask for them, that they will have the strength to walk on this path, and each day to invest in my friend, when I'm not investing just in words, but I simply come out of myself, and I only give them my pure love. We should know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good and does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator that one extends while having the contradictions called dinim, judgments. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim, judgments, cause the drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is Bala Sulam, Shamari 33, the Lots on Yom Kippurim, and with Haman. And now we'll continue with a silent prayer.